Carthusian rules for building monasteries were not as strict as the rules for some other orders. They allowed the layout of the buildings to be arranged according to the configuration of the landscape. Three basic parts of the upper house: the church and monastic buildings, the great cloister with hermit cells, the functional buildings and dwellings. These were arranged by the planners in such a manner that the church, along with the monastic buildings, were placed on the flattest part of the valley. Further north, we can observe the rectangle of the great cloister with hermit cells, which abutted the walls on the east and north side. The yard, with monks' dwellings and functional buildings, was placed on the west side.